Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Success Circle Business Accelerator Call. This is Lisa Minnini with Accelerate Associates. I want to welcome all elite and select members of the Success Circle. The purpose of these monthly Business Accelerator Calls is to dive deeper into one of the elements of the Entrepreneurial Edge system, and also to then it's followed by, rather, the Q&A call, which is the fourth Tuesday of each month at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, remember, this call will always be at 4:30 p.m. on the second Tuesday of each month, again, followed by the Q&A call. So anytime you hear any questions on this call or have any questions from this call, simply email info at accelerateassociates.com, and we'll do our best to answer those in the Q&A call. The following, when you do come to the Q&A call, we do ask that you attend live. Why do we want you to attend live? So we can have you ask your question live, as well as coach you through that question and answer it for you. And if you have any follow-up questions, we like to make sure that they get answered on the Q&A call. Just some upcoming events. I have the Ultimate Webinar Series to Self-Publishing Your Way to the Best Sellers List. What we've done is we've taken the Ultimate Guide that we also have as part of that program, but we've also put it into a webinar series to walk you through how to take your book to the best sellers list. So if you have a business book that you're itching to write, then the webinar series will be for you. We're going to be starting that at the end of September, so more information on that will be available, and we'll let you know when that happens. And the next Business Accelerator call, the High Content call, is Tuesday, October 9th, so make sure you also put that into your calendar as well. Okay, let's see what we have. Oh, and I wanted to get started today just letting you know that as a Success Circle member, how much I appreciate you. And I really do appreciate everybody that I work with. And I'm just so grateful that you're here and you're in the Success Circle, and each one of you is very unique and your business is very unique, and I love working with you on that. And just know, you could never, ever disappoint me. I know the reality is sometimes for many of you that life gets in the way, you know, and even the best laid plans don't work out like you'd planned, right? And you can ask GoDaddy that too, because they had a major server meltdown, and they were, I think, getting hacked into, or I don't know the whole detail. So thousands and thousands of their customers were down. And so, you know, remember, there are going to be things that happen in your business, and you're not going to get things done from, you know, your laser coaching call to laser coaching call. You might have gotten off track. And you know what? That's okay. Because sometimes even the best laid plans, certain opportunities arise sometimes only once in a lifetime that you need to pay attention to. Or maybe you're getting messages or rethink what that business model looks like. So, you know, one of my Success Circle members recently said, you know, I was mentioning how a little off track I was on some of the timelines, and she goes, oh my gosh, you're off track? Yes, even I get off track sometimes. Especially when, you know, the parents come to visit, which you think is going to be 7 days, and they come 10 instead. Or, you know, something else happens in life that, you know, you experience a technical difficulty and things take longer than you had planned. You know, your business is going to take shifts. And, you know, even when I first got started, my business didn't look like it does today. It's always going to evolve. And one thing I thought was very interesting is, you know, when I look back at the transition that I made, the business looks so differently than it did when I first started. And a lot of that had to do with my own mindset and in the way that I structured my business. So with each time that you develop yourself and you develop a different mindset and you invest in yourself a little bit more, you're going to notice each time you're going to make strides that's going to change your direction. And so that, I want you to know that that's the whole reason for your laser coaching calls for the elite members is I'm here for you. And my job is to stay out of the way so that you can pave your own way to success, whatever that looks like. So if there's course corrections that you're making, that's perfectly okay. And I just wanted to let you know that because, you know, when my business first started, I, you know, did more of a consulting type of business and consulted to bigger companies. And I found a true love that I loved working with, and that was with small businesses. So shifts are going to happen based on your inner entrepreneur. And as that, by no mistake, that's the reason of the first step of the Entrepreneurial Edge is because, you know, that inner entrepreneur is going to continue to grow and foster. So that's a whole part of the process. So I just wanted to take a minute before we started today to let you know how much I appreciate you and the work that you're putting out into the world. And I just wanted to let you know that. So today relates a lot to what you uniquely offer into this world, and that is creating your unique signature system that gets out into the world and gets you known as the expert and in your area of genius. And as a business owner, you have a lot of stuff you're working on day to day, and sometimes when you're working out a lot of stuff, it prevents actually your ideal clients from understanding how you can help them. Why? Because you're working on a collection of things or a collection of stuff and topics. And so when that happens, rather than having a clear solutions that your client wants to buy, it becomes this mishmash that becomes very difficult for them to understand how to work with you. And likely you're working way too hard and maybe sometimes making too little for the big effort that you end up putting into it. So you are in the right place today if you want to know how to become known for a solution that really captivates and draws in your ideal clients and also have a pipeline of people wanting to do business with you. We'll also talk what is a unique signature system? What is it and what is it not? So that might surprise you. We're also going to talk about how to easily create your own signature system so your solution you provide is easily understood by your ideal client. We'll also cover the endless ways to add paydays to your business without adding a lot of extra work. Because I'm sure many of you don't want to add a lot of extra work. So let's get started with what is a unique signature system. And as you may recall, for those of you that were at the Wake Up Profitable Intensive, or for some of you that are working through the self-study program of the Entrepreneurial Edge system, a unique signature system is your unique way that you work with your clients. So it could be a signature model, could be a signature method, it could be a signature process, or a signature blueprint. All right, these are all sort of names that we give them. It's a signature branded way that you uniquely work with your clients. Now, it's not necessarily a system. Mine happens to be a system, the Entrepreneurial Edge system. It's the way that I work with my clients. So if you're a chiropractor, you may have a certain belief or way that you work with your clients beyond just adjustments. So let's say you have three things that you really believe in for a healthy body. And maybe those three things are, adjustments, nutrition, and spiritual alignment. And because of those three key areas, it makes you unique. Maybe not every chiropractor is going to focus on the spiritual end of things, and if there's a spiritual alignment. So that's what makes you unique. So by developing a model by which you operate, you have an easy way for your clients to really get what it is that you do. In one picture, they can say, oh, that's interesting. So one picture of my entrepreneurial edge system model, and they're like, oh, okay, I get this. You know, mastering your inner entrepreneur, systematizing and monetizing, executing your business blueprint. And oftentimes they'll say, I was attracted to the first step, mastering your inner entrepreneur, or, oh, I need systems. So systematizing and monetizing really got my attention. So it helps explain very succinctly what you do. And for those clients that aren't aligned with your model or your blueprint or your process, they're likely not going to do business with you anyway. So it's designed specifically to attract your ideal clients. So the preferred client profile is a great place to start when you are developing your model to say, what makes me so unique that I will attract these kinds of clients? And what is your inner calling, your belief systems that makes you unique? You know, one client, it was kind of interesting because one client said, I really don't have a model. I said, well, do you have a unique process? Well, no. She said, I don't. I said, so when, let's say I'm your client, when I meet with you, explain to me what you do with your clients. So she began to tell me. And she says, well, when I first talked to a team, she did a lot of corporate type of work, and she says, when I go to a team, I like to see what their current situation is. And she's talking. I said, okay, so you identify their current state. She said, well, yeah. I said, okay, well, then what? She said, well, it's really organic, but process, but then I work with them, and they survey each of the team members separately. Oh, so you evaluate team member engagement. She says, well, yeah. I said, okay, so your first step is that you identify the current state. You look at individual team member engagement. Well, what's the third step? Then she began to laugh and sort of get it that, oh, okay, now I get it. And that was her unique steps that she took with her clients. So the same is for you, and even though you may have a variety of services, there are likely commonalities with your service lines or the way that you take people through the flow of maybe the way they engage in your services, the content of the services. So you can easily create your signature system so that the solution that you provide is simply easily and simply understood by your ideal client. And your signature system, model, blueprint, process, then becomes your flagship under which you operate. And key messages are then derived from it. So it identifies your unique positioning in the marketplace. It also reflects your uniqueness and targets your preferred client profile. So the first step to developing your signature system is to write down the process or sequence of the system, the process, the steps that you take when you meet with clients. You know, what is that? You know, do you, you know, often recommend, if you're a chiropractor and they come in mainly for adjustments, but you also recommend some sort of a mineral or vitamin treatment, maybe you're a kinesiologist and so you recommend the supplements to help balance them. You know, maybe you call that something. And when you identify, after you've identified the steps, number two, identify a model for it. Maybe you have intersecting circles. Perhaps it looks like a series of steps. And when you can draw a picture that makes it easy for your prospects to understand, you'll help to also close the sale more effectively and more often, because it's very clear on how somebody will do business with you. And step number three is identify a name for it. Identify a name for your system or your blueprint, or and then you become known for it. So make sure it provides a solution. So the transformation that you provide is, maybe you have a cash flow blueprint if you're a credit card processor, or you know, listen to some of those infomercials. You know, essentially it's a blender, but they call it the magic bullet, right? The Shark steam pocket mop. You know, it's not just a mop; it's a pocket mop. You know, space saver bags. I love this. Those, you've seen those bags on those commercials where they put a bunch of clothes in there or a big quilt, and then they use like the vacuum cleaner to vacuum out all the air, and you suddenly have that much more space in your you know, in your closet. You know, and you protect those garments that are in the bag. But if you say, oh, I'm going to get those space saver bags, it's an outcome. It's a transformation that people will have once they obtain your services or even your products. So even in product names, you want to make sure that there's, what's the final destination? What is the solution that it provides? You know, so the ultimate guide to self-publishing your way to the bestsellers list is a product that I have. And of course, it's the webinar, so it's the ultimate webinar series to self-publishing your way to the bestsellers list. And we have a guide that goes with it, which is the ultimate guide to self-publishing your way to the bestsellers list. But what it does is it tells my clients immediately, well, what's the outcome? Well, first of all, it says self-publish. So it's different than getting an agent for their book. It's, how can I do this on my own and still get on the bestsellers list? And, you know, within that webinar series, I show my bestseller profit system, okay? And it's a whole system on how to get on the bestsellers list. There's actually a system to help people, help you get on the bestsellers list, which is why my book, Me, Myself, and Why, The Secrets to Navigating Change, that's how it got onto the bestsellers list, right next to Jack Canfield's Chicken Soup for the Soul. And so within that, you know, I talk about the bestseller profit system within that webinar series. But people know immediately by seeing it, ah, that's the outcome. I want to become a best-selling author. So again, that's kind of the destination or the transformation that's going to happen. I also have a discovery session. So the discovery session are for people that really don't know the transition they're going to make. So a lot of people that are currently working for an employer or in corporate don't really know how they're going to make the transition in an entrepreneurship, or even if it's for them. So they schedule a discovery session with me, and I can determine whether or not they can they'll be a fit to any one of the programs that I provide. But it immediately says, okay, let's discover here, what are those things that you really need in your environment? And so I have a premier breakthrough coaching program. So again, focus on what the outcome is that is going to occur. Now, when I was naming my Entrepreneurial Edge system, just a word of caution here, don't make it really complicated. I thought the word entrepreneur or entrepreneurial was okay. And then I realized after we had named it that a lot of people had a problem saying it. and or didn't know how to spell it, and being in over 11 countries, it just became very complicated. So we do still call it the Entrepreneurial Edge System, but we now promote it more as the Come to the Wake Up Profitable event or intensive, and we'll walk you through the Entrepreneurial Edge System. Okay, so we've used it more of a second tier, and it's kind of changed to focus on the actual event where they learn the system. So my advice to you, just from experience, would be make sure that it's easy to say, or if it's tongue-twisting to say, really think that through when you're naming your program, your system, your model, your blueprints, and your signature system, I'll call it for now. Now, how do you become known for that solution that really draws in your ideal clients and have a pipeline of people that really want to do business with you? So once you develop your system, you've named it, you're clear on what the steps are, once you develop it, you do become known for it. Why? Because everything that you then blog about, write about, video about, market on social media about is related to that signature model, system, blueprint, whatever you call it. And so now it becomes, oh yeah, that chiropractor over there, I go to them because he's got this really cool system, this really cool process, this really cool model, and then people are attracted to it. You become known for it. Now, a lot of people call me the systems guru. You got to talk to Lisa. She'll connect all of your, marketing. She'll show you how to systematize it and your whole business. It's not just your marketing, And some other people say, well, I've really changed my thinking about how I'm going to get to my million-dollar blueprint and, all of that, because they talk a lot about leverage and all that. So, you become known for that. Your reputation will come through your raving fans because they'll learn your system. You'll also start a conversation throughout your community about, it's almost developing a new language. So, for example, a lot of people, my clients, will talk about, the preferred client profile. The preferred client profile. And so people that have taken my system understand what they're saying. It's a common language that happens. Or, and the preferred client profile is unique, or PCP, is unique to my system. Many people call it an ideal client. Now, there's a reason why I call it a preferred client that the people who've been through my system know about, and why it's called a PCP, a preferred client profile, versus an ideal client. Because there's some added things in there that become more unique to the branded system. And then they start talking about this. And so that will happen for you, too, once you get known for that flagship service that you offer. My web developer, and he does hosting, he does all my web stuff for me, he developed this thing called OneRate. He's now known for OneRate. It's a very economical service that he provides. Now, it's not exactly a system per se, but it's a package that he offers. But he's becoming very known for it. So as an IT professional, you can become known for a specific service. Now, there are endless ways to add paydays to your business without a lot of extra work. Now, as an entrepreneur, we're multi-passionate beings, right? and so we like to get the creative juices flowing. We like to work on different things. It can get us off track. And so before you know it, you're working on something that is not even related to what you thought would be, and you've gotten so off track. What a signature system also helps you do is stay laser focused on your area of genius and adds paydays to your business. How does it do it? I'll give you about 10 different ways. Number one, you can develop maybe high-end services. So whether you're growing your business and you want to add high-end services that people can step into as a way of working with you, maybe it is one-on-one, maybe it is through groups and you have a certain level of service that you work on and a specific higher price point. Or sometimes a high-end program is really great for you if you're looking to work less and you've got the volume and you want to be able to work with a fewer clients in your practice. For example, dentists that have just a growing practice because of what they developed and want to scale it back so they have a really high-priced program that pre-qualifies out those people who wouldn't be able to work with them or those clients that wouldn't want to work with them. Chiropractors, the same way. Maybe you have different associate chiropractors working for you, so now you can work at a higher level with some of your clients. Maybe if you're a kinesiologist and you provide added services to those people who want to work with you one-on-one, it's a little higher price point that kind of pre-qualifies out some clients who wouldn't ordinarily be able to afford it, but gives you an opportunity to work with those people that really want a higher level service with you. Number two, I mentioned this a little earlier, group programs. So once you've taken clients through your process or your system, and you can modify it to either serve a group or go on with that group. Number three, you could even have certification programs. Maybe licensing, and this is a great form of leverage, is licensing other people in your process, in your system, to create revenue to you so you wake up profitable, right? And so those licenses recur every year, so you have income from year to year. So those are great ways to bring in additional income. Number four, VIP day or retreat or a virtual retreat. You take your client through your entire system in a focused day, a couple of days. It's highly focused. Maybe it's very intimate, VIP day, and just another way of working with your clients. You can do a home study, self-study course where people can work on their own time in their own space. And maybe they want to work with you, but they can't, for whatever reason, work with you personally, face-to-face. And this is also a great way to expand your reach to other countries by offering a self-study program. They can work on their own time in their own space. A teleseminar series is a great way. Maybe you take, and there's really a difference between, your teleseminar series could be one piece of your system or your model. And you take that one piece and you deliver it in a teleseminar, maybe one, or maybe it's a series that you offer that walks them through different steps. And on that teleseminar series, at the very end, perhaps it also leads them to another program. And this is about continuity as well. So now you're thinking about, okay, so then how do I, what are they going to opt into next? What are they going to opt into next? And after this, what are they going to opt into? So remember, as you're building this, think about a systems approach. What's next? What's next? What's next? Because what happens is then you build continuity within your programs just from one system. Just from one system. Number seven, you can have boot camp style programs. Boot camp styles, you know, like a 3-day or 2-day, you know, it could even be a 60-day or 90-day program that includes some focused support. So these can be done in person, it could be done virtually. You might include different lines of support. So you can have a call and then maybe a Q&A call. You can do different breakout groups during that. You know, there's a lot of combinations that you can have. You can have a teleseminar that gives them a flavor of your system or one piece of your system, and then it goes into a boot camp. Or vice versa. So number eight, you can have in-person workshop or seminars. So there's nothing like that in-person experience. Maybe that is, you know, not 60 or 90 days, but it's maybe 2 or 3 days. It could be 1 day. It could be 1 day following a 3-day. Again, that all depends on what people want to dive deeper into during that, you know, during your boot camp. So laying this all out in a systematic way is also very important on the types of services that you provide and how people can funnel through your process or your services. And again, all of this could simply be part of your model. This is all part of your bigger model. You can also offer, number nine, kind of a free taste. Use your sort of that free taste on a lead generation system through an ebook, through an audio. And this is, a really great way when you bring people in through your lead generation system to get a taste of what it is that you offer. So, for example, in my free ebook, Get More Clients Now, 3 Steps to More Clients, More Money, and a Business You Love, which is on freebusinessplanformat.com, which is my lead generation system, I have the free ebook. Now, it tells them all about a business plan, especially with people getting started in business, but it also goes into the Entrepreneurial Edge system and the systems approach. So it starts to educate them on a very radically different approach that nobody's teaching that they can take. And so it gives them that free taste of what else is available, and that's all part of the systems approach. At number 10, you can also do what's called a preview teleseminar. This is where these are usually free, but you're repurposing some of your content in your system. So, for example, you might do I've done one on, I've done a lot of preview teleseminars. I did one on how to wake up profitable, make money while you sleep, how your clients find you, choose you, and buy from you, which became actually was a teleseminar series, which was a series of 3 free teleseminars to walk through the 3 steps in my system. It was so comprehensive, and so many people wanted a copy of it after the fact that we even have it as a separate product. So those audios, it was recorded, Then we made the audios from it and developed a workbook with it. So now people can purchase a teleseminar series that I did once, and now it sells over and over because it's a really, really great teleseminar to introduce people to how to start a business. So those people who are just starting out, you know, that are sort of in that discovery phase that I don't know if I want to own a business, they pick that up and they work through that. And by that time they know whether or not, you know, at the end of that teleseminar series, whether or not they want to continue with the services that I provide. So again, when you're thinking about your signature series, also think about it in the context of a flow. What would be the first step, the second step, the third step? How can you pre-qualify them each step of the way? So could you use something at the very beginning as they come into your funnel, as they come into your flow? What's that first step, the second step, the third step? And so all of that is really important. Let's just get some water here. All right. Now let's talk about how to really kick out programs in a day versus a week so you can really make offers that your clients are going to want to buy. Because you, if you have a model or a process, a blueprint, you can take those pieces of it and separate it out. So again, if you're an IT person, you can record a video or a screenshot to help with maybe quick and easy shots to help your clients troubleshoot their problems. You know, if you're a chiropractor, you can maybe do a video and educate people on chiropractic adjustment or and make it into a training program. And it's all part, every single piece is a part of that system, that core system that you've identified and developed. Even my Blog Talk Radio show, the Navigating Change show, I bring on thought leaders, experts, and best-selling authors who share their strategies to success. But each of the ones that I bring on somehow relate to the three steps in my system. So either they have a connection to the Mastering Your Inner Entrepreneur, so they are a self-help expert in an area. I've had productivity experts that have come on for executing your business blueprint. I don't specifically say that, but I've had other systems experts that come on or specialize in a specific system, social media being one of them, or a social media site, a specific kind of a system. And so they've come on my show and expanded, or different types of marketing, like Dr. Ivan Meisner with referral marketing. So everything that you then do to market your business is then related to that signature system. So that you know if something is out of alignment, you're going to know instantly because you're going to say, no, it doesn't really fit into anything here. So you instantly become much more focused. Now, again, the quick strategies to really kick out a program, you can interview somebody and record it like I do for Blog Talk Radio. I can sell those later. Combine some of your audio recordings that you do have with guest experts, and then suddenly you have content, or you package them into one different package, or you can sell them separately. You can do an e-course. An e-course is very, very simple. Just a, you know, you take a series of autoresponders, which are automated messages, and you simply, maybe you already have a book, an e-book, you can actually put that e-book into an e-course so that people get maybe a chapter a day or every other day, and they kind of work through it through their email. That's an e-course. And you can repurpose it. So, for example, one audio recording can be translated, somebody can type up the audio recording, make a book out of it. from that book. You can put it obviously into an ebook. It could be a hard copy book if you wanted it to be. Or you could also put it into an e-course and sort of put it into a series of messages. So one thing that you can talk about as an audio, as a book, as an ebook, as an e-course, now you have four different products and potentially income streams. Because not everybody likes to, you know, get everything all at once. You know, some people like bite-sized options. So then they like the e-course. Some people like audio because they flip it into their CD player. So then you give them that. Or some people do want everything and maybe they'll, you know, connect with your home study program. But remember, the more you have different price points and choices, you can walk people through your process. Because about 4% of the people will do business with you the first time they hear about you or meet you. The other 96%, you've got to cultivate that relationship. And generally, people will come in at different price points. Again, you can do a teleseries. I mentioned earlier about not only doing a teleseries, a live event, but then after you hold the live event, you can easily put that into an e-course, an audio with a workbook, and the teleconference, of course. And a teleseries is a series of teleconferences. So, I mean, it's kind of, they're similar, but they're different. A teleseries is a series of series of calls over a conference line. A teleconference could be multiple people at a conference virtually over the phone. And teleseries, teleconference, a preview call is just a one-time preview call. It's free generally, and there's usually an upsell at the end. So just to give you some definitions of what some of these things mean. So from a signature system, signature model, signature blueprint, you can see how many different ways that you can repurpose your content, number one. Number two, create multiple income streams from just one thing. Number three, you make it very clear how people can do business with you and the variety of ways that they can engage with you, you know, with different price points and different service levels. Yeah, some people just want you to handle it all, or they don't want to make decisions, or, you know, they want to hand it all over to you. Great, fine. For those people that want to work on their own or have different price points or something like that, you can offer them that model too. So these are all ideas of that just come from one signature model, blueprint, or process that you become known for. So, let me just take a look at my notes here because I had some other things I wanted to go through with you. One of the other things I want to also cover today is when you're announcing your events and when you're announcing your signature model, remember, every time you create a different product, you create a press release about it, you become known for it, it draws in your ideal clients, people want to work with you. You develop maybe a language that your clients begin to understand, and while working with you, that creates the buzz on the social media sites, and you keep that buzz going because in maybe your bio summary, biographical summary, maybe you speak, and in your biographical summary, you have all of that, you know, that you're the creator of, you know, cash flow blueprint, or, you know, you're the creator of, you know, whatever your signature model is called. So now people are beginning to hear this over and over, and they're wondering, well, what's that all about? And when you develop your model and offer products and services in a certain order, you're going to flow people through that. You're going to pre-qualify them through your lead generation system. You're going to give them an option to work with you and maybe different service levels, different time intervals, maybe even different courses and service levels to work with you. So with all that, just from your signature system or signature model or series. So think about how you can look at all of your services and what you can become known for. You know, let's say you're a franchise expert, but you have a certain process that you put people through. All right, you can say, I'm the franchise expert and creator of whatever that system is that you put people through. Name the system. You know, Forever Franchise System or Forever, you know, whatever that is. You know, Financially Free Franchise System or whatever. But then, again, remember in naming the system, you know, so that you attract your ideal client. Or I mentioned chiropractor, you could be a trainer. And your training series, your training program that you have. Think about the content that you deliver. Maybe you offer, as speakers, a lot of speakers offer a lot of, I get this too, is speakers say, well, I can talk on anything, you know, just let me know what it is. Unfortunately, they try to tailor their talks, which creates a lot of work for them. And instead, become known as a speaker who talks about X. And when you're that much more laser focused, people will be attracted to that. And then you'll become known for that. You know, I become known for Seal the Deal 98% of the time. That's part of my Entrepreneurial Edge system that I teach at my Wake Up Profitable event. Wake up, make money while you sleep. Amazingly simple steps to wake up profitable. Now that, all of these have an element of my Entrepreneurial Edge system in them. So it's not, reinventing the wheel. I've already got the wheel and I'm repurposing that wheel. Life becomes so much easier. You will notice you're much more laser focused and your clients will convert more. Why? Because they understand how to do business with you. And I believe in a previous Business Accelerator call, I even mentioned about looking at your website on what is the first step people need to take to do business with you. You know, even have a start here button or, you know, what is the first step you want them to take? And is it clear? And how does it introduce them to what it is that you do that makes you so unique? You know, also people say not only systems, but, you know, I automatically bring, you know, show you how to automatically bring in pre-qualified prospects and turn them into invested clients up to 98% of the time. You know, but most people say, oh, she helps you seal the deal 98% of the time or, you know, and then they, you know, maybe learn about mastering the inner entrepreneur or they read your blog and blog marketing becomes so much easier to engage people in. You know, what do I write about? Well, you're going to know what to write about. Write about your signature system. Write about an element. It doesn't have to be long. It doesn't have to be complicated. Just something very bite-sized that gets people's attention. Now, some people are afraid because they're going to give it all away. Don't be afraid to give it all away. If it's in bite-sized chunks, I guarantee somebody's not going to go through every single article of your blog and try to put your system together. And even so, they're likely, because it might be out of order, when you write your articles, you're going to take a little bit of this or a little bit of that based on maybe a story that you've heard and tie it back into your system, your model. And so don't be concerned with that. They're going to see probably one or two things that you do and then be interested in that. So your job is to get them to convert into your information, maybe your free easing, your ebook, your audio, whatever that first step is in your process, and then you can acclimate them along the way. And of course, making it easy for them to do business with you too at different levels. Some people may not come right to your lead generation page, right? So let's see what else here. Okay, I've already told you about that. I know from some of these calls, some people asked, well, I just kind of need to really think this through. I just want to remind you that if you need to have a strategy session with me, of course, give me a call, and we can set that up and talk through what it is you want to achieve in your strategy session. More information on the strategy sessions are available on my website as well under services. So, or you can use your laser coaching call as well to get your questions answered about your signature system. It really is not, your unique services and products that you provide. It may not seem intuitive to you until you talk through it, but there really is a different, unique way that you're working with your clients and the kind of clients that you want to attract. So I would encourage you to think that through. What does that look like for you? Who do you want to attract? What does your model, blueprint, or process looks like, or system look like? And when you put that together, it will become so much easier, and all your marketing will flow right from that. So I think I've got covered everything here today. I just want to remind everyone that if you have any questions regarding the signature system, your model, to email info at accelerateassociates.com, and happy to answer any questions on the Q&A call. Again, the Q&A call is scheduled for Tuesday, September 25th at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to mark your calendar for the next Business Accelerator call that is scheduled for Tuesday, October 9th at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And I just cannot believe it's already the fall. I mean, it just felt like summer just flew by. I don't know about you, but it just felt like summer had flown by. So with that, I believe that is the end of today's Business Accelerator call. Thank you so much, everybody, for joining me today. So good to have you here. And again, if you have any questions related to today, just simply email info@accelerateassociates.com, and we will make sure that we get those answered. Remember, too, that the recording of this call is available in the audio library of your membership. And also, just a reminder that if you haven't had a chance to visit the video library, I forgot to mention this earlier during announcements, the video library, we've got two brand new videos that we put into the video library. I'm so excited about that because we can provide you some really great shortcuts, and it's just an added benefit that you as a Success Circle member, whether you're an elite or a select member, does get access to. So just our way of cutting through the minutia. One of the videos in the video library is related to your laser coaching call for the elite members. for those of you who have the laser coaching call. So how to really maximize that call. And the second video that we have in there is all about the how to, when you're doing an audio, how do you edit it? So I know, though, some of you have gone through the Entrepreneurial Edge system and you're just beginning and you need to edit your audio, so there's more information in there for you. With that, I want to thank everyone again for coming, and until next time, create a great life. Bye, everybody.